In the name of Christ, our risen Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. So we're still basking in the glow of that long anticipated day of joy and jubilation. Opening day at Fenway Park. Oh, I might have thought I was going to talk about Easter, and I'll get there, but have patience with me. See, many of you know I'm a Sox fan, and I married one. So sometimes we'll be watching the ball game, and I'll go out and raid the refrigerator, have a second helping of dessert, which I know I shouldn't have. And from the living room where Marion is watching, I hear, "Yeah, yay!" And I go running back in the room and say, "What just happened? What did I miss?" And she tells me, "You know, Ramirez just hit it over the monster. He just hit a home run." And sometimes she'll hit the replay button. I get to see it. It's so Thomas. It's so Thomas. Thomas wasn't there that first time that Jesus appeared before his disciples. So he runs back in the room and says, What I missed? What just happened?" And they tell him, "Thomas, you're not going to believe it. We've seen Jesus." And he said, "You're right. I don't believe that." And they didn't have a replay button. And they had received the Holy Spirit, and they were communicating with excitement and enthusiasm, and it didn't work. It didn't work. And Thomas becomes for us kind of a type of future believers. It's incumbent, it falls upon us as followers and believers of the risen Lord to communicate our experience of the risen Lord. We were talking last week about what's your testimony, what's your proclamation, and to communicate it with excitement and enthusiasm. Let me give you an example. I spent most of the last hour working with confirmation kids, talking to them about what it is that we believe and what difference does it make. And I explained it, hopefully, in some sort of clear, rational way. But the reality is this. What I know about Christ, all the theology that I have studied, does not amount to a row of pins compared to my experience of Jesus, my experience of the risen Lord. What is my testimony? The basis of proclamation of any disciple of Christ is not what he knows, it's what he or she has experienced. That's the basis of the proclamation. You can't get that wrong. How you have experienced Christ, how Christ has been alive in your world. I told my story this week to a group of people. A lot of them didn't know me that well. I told them I'm in the middle of my second life. The life that I loved and that I was really attached to and enthusiastic about and loved, it ended 18 years ago. With tragic loss and intense grief. Who did the risen Christ send into my life that put me back together? Who did God send me to that could put me back together? Because it happened in this church community. This group of people last week was saying, "You know, what are you doing here?" I said, "I happen to owe these people. That's what I'm doing here. That's my testimony. It's the basis of how I experienced the reality of the risen Lord in my life. I'm in the middle of my second life." We have people here in our community that have endured through intense grief and bereavement the necessity. You're not getting that old life back. You just don't. You can't have it. You need who did Jesus send you to help you work out your second life? Who did Jesus send you to? And what plan does God have for you to share the excitement of that resurrection? You have important testimony to give. We have people in our congregation whose lives have become, whose former lives had become a tomb. If they stayed there, they were going to die. For a number of reasons, any number of reasons. Their plans had crashed, they'd become involved in habits and choices that were destructive. They had to walk out of that. They had to walk away. They had to let it go. Who did God send into their lives to assist their journey from the tomb? What community of people supports them in that walk out of that tomb, away from a life that was filled with death? How did Jesus heal them? It's a resurrection story. They've experienced the risen Lord. It's important to share it. We have people whose career plans, whose vocational plans, whose relationship plans have crashed and burned. They're walking away from lives that they previously had in mind. They can't live those lives anymore. Who did Jesus send you to? Which God's love came into your life? What community did God send you to sustain you and heal you? What's been your experience of the risen Lord? What you know about God is far less important than how you have experienced God and are willing to share and proclaim it. Yeah. And then it's how we proclaim the risen Lord. Let me get back to Marion and I in the ball game. When I walk into that living room, you know, we're so Episcopalian, we're so refined, we're so controlled. Marion doesn't say, "Good news here, Michael. Hanley Ramirez has propelled the ball a long distance." She doesn't say it that way. She said, "Ramirez just hit it out of the park." She's excited. There's energy. There's enthusiasm. I don't have to see the replay. I can see it in her face. She radiates excitement in that proclamation. Maybe it's just me, but I think that Jesus Christ's resurrection get as much enthusiasm as Hanley Ramirez. Don't you? So let's try it. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Go Sox. Amen.